we are at a very distinct turning point. We have a choice, and we have a small window of time in which humanity can really turn things around.
I was thankful that for that moment, at least I was able to just focus on what was ahead of me and not get too distracted by the people around me, but then afterwards be able to be inspired by the people around me.
You can be a mermaid, you can be a marine scientist, you can be an ocean advocate in any way that you want, and you can design your own career.
A scientist is someone who continues to apply scientific thinking. I consider myself a forever student. I will never stop learning.
I've never seen such care for the marine environment before. I guess it's because the episode itself was so shocking. But I hope that we can build on this, you know, to bring attention on the fact that we need to care more about our ocean protection.
Marine conservation is not just a job. It's something that you choose for your life. You need a lot of passion and you need determination.
We want environmentalism to be intersectional, where everyone can be included, everyone can be represented, and feel like they have an equal stake in protecting this beautiful blue planet that we live on.
No pictures, no video, no nothing will do it justice, because that is hands down one of the coolest shark encounters I've ever had. It makes them seem otherworldly, and in a way they kind of are.
You're turning the tide, literally, for an entire community.
If we're going to save anything, if we're going to protect anything in the ocean, we have to start with protecting each other.